Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The left fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Alozic. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ed Rakow. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Gardner. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbouquet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbouquet. And now, play ball. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull bunts towards the mound. Monbouquet fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tartabull. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Tartabull steals second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger takes first base on ball four. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Sullivan and he is out, Lump applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Monbouquet. Tartabull moves to third. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. Del Greco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet hits a line drive towards first. Seaburn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0-for-1 in the game. Alozic hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow can't make a play. That's a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0-for-1 in the game. Rakow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-1 in the game. Monbouquet strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-2 in the game. Del Greco hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Lump reaches second base with a double. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbouquet can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lump moves to third. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Charles reaches second base with a double. Lump scores. Seaburn goes all the way around to score. Charles moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0-for-2 in the game. Alozic hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Clinton moves to second. It's 4-1, Athletics. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0-for-2 in the game. Rakow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbukett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-3 in the game. Del Greco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Bill Monbukett. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schilling moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geiger strikes out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gardner is hit by the pitch. Schilling moves to third. Green moves to second. Don Schwall pinch runs for Billy Gardner. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chet Nichols now pitching. Pumpsy Green now playing shortstop. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seaborn moves to second. George Aluzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aluzik is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Aluzik hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Cozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozzi is 0-for-3 in the game. Cozzi hits a line drive towards short. Green reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cozzi fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-3 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzone moves to second. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schilling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0-for-3 in the game. Rakow bunts towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Schilling covering, for the out. Sullivan moves to second. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sullivan. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Sullivan steals third. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. It's 5-1, Athletics. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-4 in the game. Del Greco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Del Greco reaches second base with a double. Tartabull goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Lump reaches second base with a double. Del Greco scores. It's 7-1, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Seaburn strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Athletics. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Tillman pinch hits for Chet Nichols. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Clinton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.